Sehr geehrter Herr Murray, Herr Kommissar Pilcher, sehr geehrter Herr Daniel Schäden, was ist Ihr Fall? Good morning, everybody. Okay, today we start a new packet. Aaron Kulik said a word to me this morning that in the Ramon Hilchas Suda, it discusses the question of what the Kadima of it says that if you go from red to white, that would be considered going up a step because it's healthier. So even though it might not be as great, but since it's healthier, that's considered going up a step. So Aaron pointed out that the Hilchas HaTova Meitiv, you have from that perspective that it's healthier. You make a Teva Meitiv if you have from red to white, because that's going sitting going up a darga. So that was he bring a raya to the discussion that we had. Okay. So the topic the inim kachim al-chama medina. So the question is the concept of chama medina. We have to define what that is. We started talking about it yesterday. But and usually we assume Chama Medina is for Avdallah, for Arba Kosos, but not for Kiddush Friday night, right? Usually we assume that if you don't have wine Friday night, then you make Kiddush on Challah, right? In other words, you make the regular, you wash your hands, and then in the middle of the Kiddush, instead of saying Savri Maron Ramosai Baruch Hashem, you say, you make Kiddush al Challah. But the question is there any concept of making Kiddush on Chomer Medina? Kiddush Friday night. And that's what this packet is going to begin with. So, boy, I mean, I look on the Gemara and Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph. So, this Gemara is going to discuss whether we can make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. So, Gemara says, boy, I mean, Rav Huna me Rav Chista, Mahu the Kiddushi Ashikra. Can you make Kiddush on Shechar? Look in Rashbam on two lines from the second wide line. Kaddish Hashikra Avol Pisha Yayayin Beiro. The Tamil Mishum the Chavivle. The Amar Leel Zimin the Chavivle Riftam Kaddish Rifta. Whereas, say, he likes beer, so maybe he should be able to make Kiddush on beer. So the Gemara says, Amar Ashtama Pirzuma Uteini Vasti. You have all these types of fruits and things. The boy me named my Rav, the Rav me Rav Chia, the Rebbe Chia me Rebbe Vlo Poshetle. He asked one, asked the other, and they didn't have an answer. So,
could you go?
What? So, Shikra me Boyle? So, some of me know Kedushi who love Gachina and love of Avdulay Mavdilin and I'm Lura of Chista Kachi and Marav Shemshe Imakachin Kach Ain Mavdilin. that you can't use it for Kiddush or for Havdalah. And then, so that was the discussion. So, but if you take a look in the Rush on page 2, in other words, the idea that you can make Kiddush on, well, it's a question whether you can make Kiddush on beer if it's Chamar Medina. If it's not Chamar Medina, there's nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. Well, Masik, the aim of alav. So he says that they love Iraim, you can't name a catch in Lashaykh or Hekha the Havachamar Medina. Devsha, the Mamer, Kihaka, the low, Kaimala Kavasi, Mamad Omer, Aim of Dilan Allah. It could be, in other words, he said, the Gemara says Aim of Dilan, but we don't paskin like that Gemara. So maybe we don't paskin like the Gemara that says Aim of Kachin Allah. Makanam and Bekiddish, low Kaimala Kavasi. El Kamosham of Dilan, Kach Makachin. Kolshakin in Farshin, Mahu, the Kedusha, Shikra, Hekha the law. Well, you could say maybe the Gemara's question was to make Kiddush on beer when it's not Chamar Medina, but which would imply that if it would be Chamar Medina, then you could. And v'hadom Rabbi Yerushalmi they mekachim below yayin, ma'ir heichad lo have Chamar Medina. In other words, Yerushalmi says you need wine for Kiddush Friday night. But maybe that's only if it's not Chamar Medina. So look on the second line on page 2 on the next column. Says Venera should does re nota should mikachin al sheikhar hekadav chamar medina. Kach kosev rabbeinu ravon mikachin al sheikhar im hu chamar medina. So he says that maybe you can if it's chamar medina. That maybe you could make Kiddush, but he says it's better to do it on bread. Because in the morning, you can't make Kiddush on bread because there's no thing. What are you going to make? A motzi? It's not going to be nick or anything. So there are Rishonim that say you could use Chamar Medina for Kiddush. And look at the Ravon. The Ravon's here on page 3, going over to page 4. It says, Mekachim u'mavdilin ala sheikha. im Chomer Medina. Im Ein HaYayin Motzei. Mi a Kiddush al Pas Tvei Odif. It's better to make Kiddush on Pas. But he says, so you have all these Rishonim that permit Kiddush on Chomer Medina. It means Friday night. But that's a big Kiddush. Because that's not the sheet that we're usually familiar with. We're usually familiar with the Shita that says that only Shabbos day. Let's look in the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah is here on page 6. And he writes the following. The Falhecha, the Sheikhar, Udvash, Chamer Medina, Hei Mekachem, Lehem, Velo, La Pas. And maybe the Iklo, Velo, Hava, Lechamer, Vaisina, Le, Shikra, Velo, Avdil, Bas, Dvas. He didn't have wine, so they brought him Sheikhar. He didn't make Avdallah, and he slept fasting. And then, as he went to sleep, Motzei Shabbos fasting. The Machar Tachin of Asin Lecham Ravdi. The Shana Su Ikla Vloha Vlechamra, Asin Le Shikra, Malihachi, I Cham Medina, who Avdil, Tom Midi. Shmamino, the Cholay, the Israel Fund of Sheikhar, Pas, Mavdilan, Allah Sheikhar, Vain Mavdilan, Pas. Hailin Kiddish, Mekadish, Allah Sheikhar, Vain Mekadish, Allah Pas. I will be Sheikhulum Tso Sayayayan, Alide Achak, and Tsoch Lukhok, Vulchapi Sahar, and Mekadish, Mavdil, Allah Sheikhar, O Advash. So he's also saying that you can make Kiddush on Sheikhar. And he says that even though you can find wine, you're not mechuyev to matriach yourself. But look in the Rambam. The Rambam on page 7 Rambam, page 7, Perek, Tov Tes, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud Zayin. So says the Rambam, Medina Sherov Yena Shechar, Aval Pishu Posel of Kiddush, Muto Lahavdil Alof, Hoel Hu Chomer Medina. So the Rambam says, you can't use Chomer Medina for Kiddush. Rather the drink that they have is Sheikha. That's their main drink. So Mavela, it's Chomer Medina. Chomer Medina, it's the beverage of this locale.
This is actually the case in Europe during the 19th and earlier part of the 20th century. There are lots of parts of Europe where they couldn't get wine even for Pesach. And they used shechar, which is what we call med, or you see sometimes you mead, M-E-A-D. And I know people that remember using med for the abrikosis, because there's just no way in Lithuania they were able to get they were able to get wine. Remember, they're very poor also, and wine is expensive.
That's like a beer. What is it like?
Yeah, it's med is usually made with honey. So it can be made with honey. I made my Zeta made a med. Okay, so I've made it also, and I made it for Pesach a couple of times. And my clients from the old country, I brought it in and gave them to taste it. And they said, this is what they remember having in Pesach Seder. And I made it from honey and hops.
Right. So it was kosher l'Pesach.
It was kosher l'Pesach.
Yeah. Right.
No but comment. They had no way of getting wine. Right. And it was too expensive anyway.
Yeah. So let's take a quick look in the Shulchan Aruch here on page 10. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Halacha Tes. B'makom she'ein yayin matzur. You see how it starts off?
I missed you here. Hold on.
Page 10.
Page 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
B'makom she'ein yayin matzui, yesh omim she'mkachim ala sheikhar. So that's what we saw. That's the Rosh, the Ravon. Right? We saw those sheetahs already.
Right.
Right, so that's the sheetahs that were Ushar Mashkin Chutz Min Ha Kachin Shefer Ushar Mashkin Chutz Min Ha Mayim. But Mayim is no good. That's the seltzer, like Rabbi Merzel said yesterday. It's a Mayim from Rav Neubert, right? That's what he meant. Because the Shulchan Aruch says Mayim is no good.
Rabbi, so milk is okay?
Potentially. Potentially. I would say, you know, coffee, I think Rav Neuber would agree that that's like gazuz, right? That's what I would... like what Merzel said yesterday from Neuberg, that gazuz. So I think coffee should be like gazuz, right?
I would imagine that would be chamar medina, sure.
What?
I would imagine that would be chamar medina, yes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when Rabbi said over the story the other day from Rav Levi Yitzchak from Berdichev, but he didn't answer the question. He just said, oh, if he's asking about milk, he doesn't have meat.
Well, from, I think it's Reb Chaim. Yeah.
Right.
He's asking if he can use milk, but I didn't answer the question.
He didn't answer the question. Right. Could milk be right. used?
Right. Yesh omim she'ein mekach. And then yesh omim she'ein mekach, that's the Rambam. So yesh omim... He answers the Rosh by name. He says not to do it. Yeah, 1 second. Wait a minute, Pasha, because you're a rush. And the minute is Pasha, like the rush, not to do it at night.
Why will they crash?
One second. Maybe the pasuk could do a rush. V'miyayin be'ir lo yikadosh al hapas. Mi she'inu shos yayin mishum neder yochol kadosh alav. Yishtu achayim v'masum v'imu. So what do you think? I mean, did we see it in the rush itself that he says that? Yeah, did we see that in the rush itself? We saw a bunch of shitas in the rush, but did we see the rush say beferish that not balayla? Tov shu yotzei l'kadosh l'pas. Boki reshiva. He doesn't really say it. He just says, "Yer li avol pishe yochol l'kadosh l'sheichem hu chomer bedina tov hu yotzei l'kadosh l'pas." The way the shulchan, you know, that's the line. No, the shulchan aruch makes it much more. Yeah, Boki could do it, but he the rush really said he could do it. That night also. It just says Tov Yosef that you should do it on. But the way the Shulchan Aruch presents it is mashma that at night you shouldn't do it. Lo Yikadosh. But the Russian never really said that. He just says, yeah, it's good, but it's better to use pas. But the way the Shulchan Aruch presents the rush, it's not the way the rush really said it, you know, it seems. Especially he goes out and he says this is the rush, but you never saw that he really, the rush, he says Tov Yoser, but I wouldn't phrase it then that L'Rosh Malay Lo Yikadosh Al Sheikha. I would just say, you know, Tov Yosef L'Kadosh Al Pas. But it was the way he's saying it is mashma that it would be puzzled. It wouldn't be Yotze. According to the Rosh, it would be Yotze. It's just that you, if you don't have wine, the next best thing would be Pas. And then if they didn't have Pas, then use the Sheikha. But it's mashma from the Rosh that the Chama Medina is good For
Friday night also?
Yeah. That's the Lashon of the Rush. If you go back to the Rush on page 2, on the third line, here the Avol Pisha Yochol L'Kadosh L'Sheicher Mu'uchar B'Din Tov Hu Yoser. He writes with Feirish, Avol Pisha Yochol L'Kadosh L'Sheicher but Tov Yoser L'Kadosh L'Pas.
That's by Boker, isn't it? Isn't that in the morning?
No, at night. That's at night. And then he says, Baboker, Aval Baboker, Yerish Yivarchal Shein. Look at page 2.
From I'm looking at him right now. So it's Baboker, Yerish Yivarchal Baboker.
But till now he's talking
about. So in the morning he makes on Sheikhor, and the night he says, Chamadino.
What does he say?
Tovu Yoser L'Kadesh Al Pas.
But
so
he
Friday
says
night he's saying you should make on you should make a motzi.
What did he say in the third law? Yir aval pisha yochol l'kadesh al sheichar imuchav medina, right? You could do it, but tov yoser. You see?
Oh, so there he's talking about Friday night, Taka. You're right.
Friday night.
So imuchav medina. But Tov Hu Yoser L'Kadosh Al Pas.
But that doesn't mean that you're not allowed to. It's Tov Yoser.
Right.
But I think that the way the Shulchan Aruch presents it, it's much more harsh than what the Rosh himself really said. That's what I'm saying. So but the Rambam is the one who says no. Because he put Vesha Omrim She'ein Mekach, and then he puts the Rush with the connecting it with the Rush. But the Rush is really, it's very different. The Rambam is mashma that it's no good, even with the Evid. So I'm a little
Rabbi, what's the Rush's reason that he says here why it's okay to use Sheikhar for Kiddush for the day? He says the Imlokain Butla Kiddush Shel Hayom.
Yeah, because he can't, there's no option to make Kiddush on bread in the daytime. Because what are you going to make? You're making hamotzi for the meal. So what's, anytime you have a meal, you make hamotzi. So what is Kiddush going to be? A second hamotzi?
No, but what would you do Friday night?
So Friday night,
you say Yom HaShishi. And then
Friday
say,
night, you have another, like Moshe Dechter said, you have a bracha on the Kaddish HaShabbos.
So why can't you just say during the daytime Vishamru and Alkein Beirach?
Shamru doesn't mean anything. Shamru is nothing.
And what about Alkein Beirach?
Alkein Beirach is nothing.
It's half of a pasuk. It's not even a full pasuk.
Yeah, that's just it's not kidding. That's just psukim, the alma. So, Bill. So it's a little perturbing.
But if you would make Kiddush on any liquid during the day, all of a sudden it's okay, even if it's not a Bari Priya Gafen, all of a sudden a Shahakal is okay?
Yeah, because
the separate bracha?
If it's a Chamar Medina.
Chamar Medina. So,
but is it because it's a separate bracha?
It's a bracha, so it's a different bracha than hamotzi. It can't be hamotzi, because hamotzi is saying for the meal anyway. So you have to say something that you wouldn't normally say.
So could it be, could you make a Bari Priya 8 or a Bari Priya Dhamma, just out of curiosity? Like, let's say you have an apple. Can you make Kiddush on an apple?
No, because you have to make Kiddush on a liquid, on a drink. Mm-hmm. You see? You're saying what? You're saying, but you see, not that way, because Friday night you can make Kiddush on bread.
On bread.
Right. So can you make on an apple?
For Shabbos day.
Shabbos day. Probably not, but you ask him why. Why not? And let me ask you another question. Why can't you make, what's shot in the Rambam? The Rav Salvechik has a whole Yortzeit here in this. What's shot in the Rambam? Why Chamar Medina you can't make Friday night? Put it to the Rambam. Let's see the look of the Rambam. What's the difference? Does he say that? No. What?
Yesterday,
in other words, because it has to be on, it has to be something you can bring on the Mizbeach. That's what Moshe Dechter is saying. It has to be Royal and Askech al Bea Mizbeach. Yeah, as well. Yeah. So it's a little.
That's what he says on the same page, in page 7, where you bring down the Rambam there in the Yud, in Halacha Yud Dalet. Not your Chamer Medina right there.
Right, so that's what the notion was saying, yeah. Right, so if you hold like that, if you hold the Chamer Medina is going to be out. Because it's not Roy Lenasech Chagami Mizbeach. And pass. That's what Moshe U.S. What about pass? You make Kiddush all pass. So it's also not Roy.
Because it's Chametz.
What?
Because it's Chametz?
Oh, not because it's Chametz, but because this means for the Nesachim. In this case, it's not.
Right.
That's what Moshe Dechter asked, right? That Pas is not Roel Anasif. But Pas is the Iker of the Suda. But Kiddush is connected to the Suda. So the Iker of the Suda is bread. I have to check what if that was what Rasal Vachik said. We'll have to check. Maybe I put it in another packet. Rasal Vachik gave a whole Yortzeit shiur on this topic. Hope to see what he said. But the mice. We're makel on that topic. We're makel. We make Kiddush even things that are not roy to be on the Mizbeach. Right? So sugar, right? Right? So we don't really follow that shita. So then, if that's the whole reason, then we should be able to make on the Chamer Medina. But the postgame seems to say it's, if you don't have wine, you should get the next thing you should get is bread. If you don't have bread, then you go to the gazuz. But you don't do the gazuz before the bread. They still have gazuz in Israel. You don't see the gazuz in the stores?
Rebbe, so yeah. When the Rambam says in Halacha Yud Zayin his shita about not using Chamer Medina for Kiddush, is he saying that according to, like he said in Halacha Yud Dalid, that that's Tach Anu Morin B'chol HaMayriv? He brings down after that in Yud Dalid, V'yesh Mishamater L'Kaddush Olav, so maybe in Yud Zayin he's not going according to that other shita. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, meaning he's saying we paskin that we don't use it, but maybe if you held that you would use it, maybe then even according to the Rambam it would be okay.
Yeah.
What does Rabbi think?
Well, say what you said one more time.
The Rambam in Halacha Yud Dalet brings down two opinions. He says we in the Maariv we don't use Chamar Medina. We only use wine that's royal and nasech al gabi amizbeach, right? But he brings down that other people have a different opinion and that they are matir it.
Right.
They are matir other things besides for things that are, they're matir things that are not royal and nasech al gabi amizbeach.
Right.
So then my question is, later on in Halacha Yud Zayin, when he's saying that you can't use Chamar Medina for Kiddush, is that only according to him in the Maariv? But according to the other shitas he brought down, maybe you could? Because maybe he's just saying according to himself.
Yeah, in other words, let's see the Lashon 1 second. Let's take a look again. I mean, he never says that's the reason why. He doesn't speak about Chamer Medina and those halachas before. But Lechora, it makes sense that Chamer Medina is not royal anasech al gabei mizbeach because you need yayin. You don't have to come on to that. Chiddush is even if you have yayin, but if it has sor dvash in it, it's not going to be good. But if it's not yayin, if it's orange juice, the Torah says that yayin on the mizbeach, not orange juice. So orange juice you can't use. But Lechora, it makes sense that that's why he would hold that you can't use Chamer Medina for Kiddush because it's not royal and not sech al gabei mizbeach. And maybe that Kippeda was only said Friday night. Shabbos day is also shtickle kiddush, but it's like a shvacha kiddush. The Ravid says no, it's not even kiddush. That's what the Ravid sheet is. You can eat before kiddush on Shabbos day, because so that's how they some explain. It's not really a din kiddush. But once you have this dinner, it has to be Yoyim and Royal and Asech al Gamay Mizbeach.
Makes sense. Because nobody said, no. Rambam said you can't cut them off.
Right, yeah. It could be Rav Salvech, you said, I'll have to check again. Right, you can't make Havdol on bread. You can make Kiddush, because Kiddush is after church. I think maybe Rav Soloveitchik said that. Yeah. Okay, so that's my ha'ara here. That when the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rosh, if you don't look up the Rosh itself, it makes it sound like the Rosh says it's no good. It doesn't say it's no good. It says it's not the preferred thing to do. But that's not the same as saying it's possible. Okay. Okay, so Bez Hashem tomorrow we'll continue. Let's see. The Halachas Ketanas is the next tshuva that about coffee, whether you can make Kiddush on coffee.
A lot of people make it now.
Right, in the daytime.
Yeah.
No, so that's a machlokes. Some the people who use it, who make it schnapps, usually don't have it because it's very strong. So it's based on the taz, it's a chashivas even less than a revias. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue, and also we do chumash tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. And I still have.